Of course, the security situation is of grave concern. We just celebrated a few days ago the anniversary of the Peshawar Army School attack. But certainly the country faces significant development challenges. Energy is one of them, but also none of the MDGs have been achieved. And certainly for the UN, one of the gravest concerns and challenges is social investments and social policy to hopefully achieve the SDGs in the next few years.
How important is it to sort out this security situation before you make progress in these areas?
There's a number of different schools of thought in this respect. I believe that many investments do come to countries that are insecure. So it's not an automatic link between security and investment and growth. But it's clear that in an insecure environment, you are diverting resources for security that you could divert to development. And also, the areas that are the most insecure suffer the greatest in terms of losing gains in terms of development. So it is pretty important.
What part is the Taliban playing now in this overall picture?
The Taliban is a name that is used to describe a number of times different groups. But there is a group called the Pakistani Taliban. They are operating mostly in the areas of the federally administered tribal areas, as well as Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, which is the northern part of the country. The last year, the army has been conducting significant operations against those groups. And so we have seen a drastic improvement in the security situation. If you compare the numbers of last year with this year, it's a reduction of 50% of violence in the country.
Is there any evidence that the Taliban are being pushed towards Afghanistan? And if so, does the UN have a role to play in trying to help the countries to control the situation?
There is certainly a certain fluidity to the border with Afghanistan, and groups operate on both sides of the border, and there is some support that is done. But essentially, the Afghan Taliban and the Pakistani Taliban are pretty different. Pretty different groups, very different composition, very different objectives. The UN plays, of course, a very important role with the political mission in Afghanistan. In Pakistan, we play a very, very discreet role in this respect. We're not very involved in matters of security. This is really led by the Pakistani government and the Pakistani army.
You get to meet a lot of Pakistani people when you go out into the field. What are they saying to you?
Pakistani people are very proud, of course, and they're very capable, and they're very concerned very often of the perception of their country from outside. They count on me and count often on the UN to give a more positive account of what's going on in Pakistan. But of course, they are very worried about opportunities for their children, opportunities for education. They're worried about the security situation. But Pakistan is a very large country with 200 million people. So it's very difficult to give an overall answer. It really depends where people are living and if they're urban or rural.